Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Greetings on this Leaders of Transformation Motivational Monday. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. If you've missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com, Inspired Media, the number 4, and the letter U. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we discussed staying in shape personally and professionally, and 4 keys to staying in shape were shared. It was truly rich. If you missed it, you want to reconnect with the archive. Before we welcome in today's in-studio guest, allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. Our in-studio guest and I will share for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, will lend to an interactive environment. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. As we prepare to jump into today's rich topic, we ask that you take a brief moment to invite someone to the show to share with you. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's Bend Our Heartfelt Thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. Today, more than ever, good leaders are truly hard to find. Well, not so the case here on Motivational Mondays. We are fortunate to have a true leader sharing with us in studio. Nicole Jansen is the founder of Leaders of Transformation. I'm excited about the great insight and wisdom we all will glean on the subject of leadership and transformation. Nicole has over 30 years experience, and this is her area of expertise. We're going to hear more about that. Without further ado, join me and give a virtual warm welcome, a warm motivational welcome, to Nicole Jansen, Leader of Transformation. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Coach Adams. I am so excited to be here, and wow, what an introduction. You're so awesome.
To God be the glory. We are so excited to have you. And, you know, I was reflecting on how you and I connected, and many know that I serve Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth's ministry, and you came and took a vertical leap, and we had the opportunity to connect, and there was truly a connection. So I'm real excited to have you on today, and I know that we are going to really glean great wisdom for you, from you. I wanted to ask you, so that our audience knows, of course, I know who Nicole Jansen is, but from your point of view, your words, tell us, who is Nicole?
Well, thank you, Coach Adams. You know, it truly is an honor to be here and to share. It's always, to me, I take it very seriously. And, you know, when you say, who is Nicole Jansen? Well, of course, first, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister, I'm a friend, you know, an encourager. That's first and foremost. But I'm also an entrepreneur and a coach and a wisdom seeker who really, my whole life have sought out wisdom and understanding, and of course, which has led me to my relationship with God and studying His Word. And so that has been a foundation for my life. Now, in terms of what I do, well, which has become who I am in many ways, is that I work with entrepreneurs and help them to discover their purpose and then turn their purpose into a business, into a profitable business where they can make money doing what they love, and so that it's sustainable, and so then they can make a difference with that as well. And so I'm a big believer in have fun, make money, and make a difference. So using your God-given
And I love that. I love that. And, you know, we share that, you and I. And, you know, I think it's important for our global listening audience to really understand how was Leaders of Transformation birthed. I know, of course, you also have Discover the Edge and many other things, but specifically as we're talking about Leaders of Transformation today, how was Leaders of Transformation birthed?
Sure. And just to clarify where the different names come from. So, yeah, so the Discover the Edge was the first that's my main company. Leaders of Transformation is my podcast, and it's also a community that I'm building, which it really was birthed out of an inspired thought, shall we say, or maybe not a thought. It was kind of like a divine download, to be more specific, because I don't know that I was having inspired thoughts at 4:30 in the morning when I was sleeping, and all of a sudden I was awoken, and it was like, you're going to do a podcast, and it's going to be called Leaders of Transformation. And here's all, you know, here's the different elements of it. Go do it. And it was like, when am I going to do this? Okay, yes, sir. So it kind of started there. And really, I of course prayed about that and thought out, you know, understanding it's okay. What does this mean? What am I called to do here? And sought, of course, some more clarity and wisdom around that. But I launched that. We were live within a month. And it was really ignited by a passion that I have for leaders, and the need that we have, and you mentioned it in the beginning of the show, is that we really now more than ever need good leaders. It's one thing to be an achiever and to do well yourself, in business, and there's lots of people out there, not everyone, of course, but there are a lot of people that are achieving, that are creating great success in life. But that's a starting point, shall we say. What goes beyond that is, how do you become a leader of achievers, and also then a leader of leaders, and to truly be able to create transformation in the world. And I was also led to the I thought of this and then later read the book Seven Mountain Prophecy by Johnny Enlow. Areas of influence, if you haven't read it or if your listeners haven't read it, he talks about the seven mountains of influence and how we are called, the Bible actually says we are called to have dominion over all the earth, not some of the earth, not part of the earth, but all the earth, which means that is not just business. That's not just church. That's not Sunday mornings. That is all of it. And really, I mean, and my understanding and my belief is that if God is love, I think we all have one common purpose, which is to love God and to love one another. That's universal. The real question is, how do we live that out on a day-to-day basis? And coming with, as I'm referring to these areas of influence, whether it's business or it's family or it's education, is how can you use your gifts, your talents in those areas to create positive transformation, to become an influence, a positive influence in those areas, so that the ripple effect that's going out changes from what it has been and what we can see it today, and we just have to watch the news and see the direction that a lot of it's going, which is in that negative direction, and so, you know, where they're causing people to focus. And so we want to be able to shift that, change the way people see themselves, the way they see others, and the way they see the world around them and how they interact.
Now, Nicole, let me ask you a question. No, I mean, there was such a fullness in the answer. And, you know, we talked about, and you brought it up as well, that today more than ever, we need good leaders. What would you say is at the heart of being a good leader of transformation?
That's a great question. And I started, kind of alluded to that already, you know, this idea of having influence. I think leadership is about influence and how to become a good leader or a leader that creates positive transformation. There must be a foundation. There must be something that is like your rock, your foundation of what's your reference point? And there are a lot of people that can have influence in the world, and we see that. And yet, unfortunately, many of them, not all, but many of them don't have a firm foundation. And so their foundation then really becomes, or like a reference point, a guiding light, so to speak. And so then their reference point becomes their feelings, their emotion, their ego, what they think is the best decision in the moment, which isn't necessarily the best decision. I think we can all agree that we've made poor decisions over the years, and I certainly have, based on my reference point of thinking that, you know, it was a good idea. And so that's important, is to have that foundation. Now, for me, you know, the Word of God, the Bible, to me, everything gets filtered through that. And it's really through the Holy Spirit is, you know, guiding me and directing me and saying, does this make sense? Does this align with what God is teaching, you know, through His Word and speaking to me on a daily basis? Does it make sense? And that's my foundation. And so, you know, as I said, not just because it's my foundation, I think that it's important for all leaders to have a firm footing, because otherwise, my experience is, unfortunately, and this has happened in business and has happened in so many areas of life, is that if, you know, as I was saying, if you don't, you end up going by your own reference point, and you're just like a ship without a rudder, you know. And so, as I said, that's really important. The second thing is to become a good leader, you've got to be able to, and you mentioned that word, empower people. You got to be able to empower people, inspire and influence people, but also not just influence them for your benefit, but to influence them in a way that is also going to empower them to be the very best that they can be. You know, it's one thing, some people say, I'm a leader, and And, you know, you'll know when you're a leader when there are people following you, and those people are actually becoming great leaders as well, empowering leaders, because it's the ripple effect. And so, you know, in order to be able to empower people, you've got to see the best. You obviously got to see the truth, but also see the best in people. See people for who they can be. And that comes back to when I talk about discovering your purpose. I'm very passionate about also helping people discover their strengths. And so understanding your own strengths and then seeing the strengths in others, you know, and those things. And so integrity, having that positive influence, being able to see the strengths and be able to empower people to be the very best they can possibly be. I think that's important to become a leader. And to also see the challenges, to see the things that like the needs, to see the needs that are occurring, to be able to see something that's occurring in the world and saying, you know what, I want to make a difference here. And then having the courage to be able to go and do something about that. It's one thing to say, well, somebody should do something. A leader of transformation doesn't say, well, somebody should do something about that. They go out there and they do it. Or they inspire and influence somebody else, them, and saying, how can I help you so that you can make a difference there, because that's the area you're passionate about. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense, Nicole. And I, you know, I wanted to, and that was such a great richness in what you shared, having the influence, empowering others, positive transformation, integrity. You said so many other things within that moment as it relates to what makes a good leader. You know, I was, as we were sitting here, I was thinking about a statement that you made, achiever versus leader. Can you speak a little bit more about that and what you mean when you say being a leader versus an achiever?
Sure. So a leader is somebody that can lead themselves, that can achieve, that can create results on their own. We saw that a lot. My background, I've been an entrepreneur, as you mentioned, for almost 30 years now. I do have a background. I don't build it anymore, but I have a background in the direct sales network marketing space. And I learned a tremendous amount. It was a wonderful training ground. We had a great experience, and that's also where I learned a lot about leadership and transformation, integrity, all those things. And it was, as I said, an amazing experience. But in there, what I noticed is that there was a lot of people that were able to achieve on their own. The real secret to that industry, which I think many people unfortunately don't get, is, and because leaders, actually true leaders, are rare, but what they don't get is that it's not about them. And when you're an achiever, it actually is about you. It's about you becoming successful. It's about you having the accolades. It's about you, you know, taking that, like I said, taking the credit for it. It's what you can do. You're able to drive yourself. Leadership does start there, and that's kind of a level one of leadership, so to speak, is to be able to drive yourself. But then it goes beyond that, when that's what Leaders of Transformation is really about. Is okay. So first of all, you got to be able to do it. If you can't, you know, if you can't lead yourself, you're not going to be able to lead anybody else. And if you do, it's not going to be with integrity, and people are going to see right through that. And you're most likely leading from a place of position versus performance. But what I'm talking about is going to that level of becoming a leader who is an influencer, who is now impacting others to become achievers and to ultimately become leaders as well. And so it's a leader is not, it's not about creating a lot. And that's what I was saying about, you know, having people follow you and become leaders. A lot of times what happens is, and that happens a lot in those organizational, you know, structures, like I was saying, you know, network marketing and so forth, is this idea of leaders looking for a whole bunch of followers. And, you know, that's what they were focused, you know, what they focus on. Whereas what we did and why we created so much success is because we built leaders. We didn't have to worry about the followers. We built leaders. We empowered people, for them to become who they were created. They were created to be who, for me, I believe that that's who God created them to be, is to be great, have all this potential that they're going to live out in their life and be able to do that. And then from there, the rest of the people came. The people came from that. So achiever is you driving yourself. A leader is really you now, not driving, but leading, empowering others around you. Now that's that ripple effect that's going out. I mean, it does start with you, though, and you're going to make a ripple effect by who you are being first. It always does start there. It's how you see yourself, as I was saying earlier. It's how you see yourself, how you see others, how you interact with others, how you see the world around you. All of that, your belief system determines the type of leader that you're going to be for yourself. And you got to have discipline. Here's another thing. It's like you got to have the discipline to be able to lead yourself, to be able to say no. I always say that there's, you know, it's great. You get all these opportunities coming your way, and it's very easy to say no to the bad opportunities that come your way. What's difficult is to say no to the good opportunities that are just not the right opportunities for you. And that takes discipline. It takes leadership to be able to drive and to focus and stay clear and stay focused on the vision, the true vision and mission that you have, purpose that you have for your life. That takes leadership.
I love that. What great clarity. If you're just tuning in, you're joining Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams and our in-studio guest, truly a leader of transformation, Nicole Jansen. We are just really having a rich dialogue around this process of leadership and transformation. You know, Nicole, I thank you for that clarity around achiever versus leader. I want to find out from you, from your point of view being a leader of transformation, what does this word transformation mean to Nicole?
So thank you. Well, transformation is really this, it's like the analogy of the butterfly, right? It's the caterpillar, everybody knows that one, right? It's the caterpillar to the butterfly, right? Well, it really is. Transformation is transforming something. It's to change their its condition, its character, its nature. It's to truly transform it into something else. And, you know, I think the transformation starts, why I say, yeah, truly leadership does start with us, is transforming the way that we see ourselves, the way that we see others, and the way that we see the world around us. That's our belief system. And, you know, so transformation starts there, but it really is shifting it, not what a lot of, unfortunately, what we're seeing right now in the news is a lot of the same with a different cloak on it, or the same, you know, it's like the same conversations over and over again, but they put a new coat of paint on it. In some cases, not even a good new coat of paint on it. But it's just, it's like the same old, same old. And what I think that we are ready for right now is a transformation, is a shift in how things are being done. A lot of times you see that in business where, you know, a company has been in business a long time, and they, you know, they kind of get to that point where they're in a position of power, a position of leadership. So they see themselves as a leader in the industry. And then somebody comes from totally left field, like they're totally blindsided by some new up and coming, right? And in the industry that totally transforms the way people do business, or the way people purchase, or the way, you know, or the choices that they make. And that's transformation. And I think in the society, in the world right now, we get to have a transformation, not just a transformation, but a positive transformation right now, where we get back to, so this is the heart of everything that I do, is let's get back to the place of, and it's not Pollyanna, it's coming from a place of love God and love one another. This is, I kind of joke about it, and I don't mean to be condescending in any way, but I kind of look at it and go, what's so complicated about that? I mean, seriously, you know, it's like it was laid out there in scriptures 2,000 years ago. That, you know, and it's like love God and love one another. How is this complicated? Where does judgment come in, and where does hate and all of these things? Where does that doesn't fit in there? So let's, and I think there's a lot of people that want to get back to that. And at the heart, we're all just lovers. We all want to love and be loved. The interesting thing is, and I know I'm going on a bit of a tangent here, but the truth is that we all just want to be loved, and we want to have the opportunity to love others and to live in that space. So we actually all want the same thing. And so one of the things that's important, talk about leadership and influence, is also to come to the point of agreement, to connect with people, to understand what people are looking for. And if we look at the world and there's a lot of dissension, a lot of separatism that's going on, competition, but at the core, if you realize that every single person, every human being that's on this earth, there may be some, you know, they're hurt and all these other things going on, psychological challenges and so forth, but fundamentally, we are all at the essence looking to be loved, love and be loved, in my belief. And so if we can come back to that and say, how do we do that and start peeling away that ego, peeling away all that stuff and the hurt and healing the hurt? Light, darkness doesn't cast out more darkness. And that's why people are trying to transform areas of business and of politics and education and family and all these things, but they're doing it through with darkness. You know, like it's like the, you know, worrying about war. It's like we got to, you know, terrorism, the war on terrorism. Well, the more we focus on that, the more we're going to get that. It's like Mother Teresa was quoted as saying, you know, if you have a war rally, right, I'm not going. But if you want to have a peace rally, I'll be there. Because I don't want to talk about war, you know, the demonstrations against war. I want to focus on what we want. That's a long way of answering the question, but I hope that kind of helps to see. Helps you to see how I see transformation of it.
Oh, no, absolutely, and I appreciate that in all of what you shared, because what's so interesting is that from the world's point of view, it is going to be the snake with the greatest venom. You know,
yes.
There's no turning the other cheek, as the Word of God would say. I know you said, of course, the Word of God being the governing guide, it is, can I spew greater venom than you? I'm not going to let you, like you were saying, the ego's just being so out of control that everything is very venomous, and it should be more from a place of love, as you said so well. You know, I have to ask you, Nicole, how important is purpose in this whole process?
The process of transformation, you mean?
The process of transformation, the process of being a leader. I know at the core of your work is supporting individuals and making that connection with their purpose. So how important is making that connection with purpose in all of what we're talking about today?
Got it. Thank you. Okay, so purpose is, there's two parts to this. I think there's a lot of people that think, I got to find my purpose. And right now there's a lot of people out there that are searching for their purpose. And I think part of the reason why that is because they're not clear on who they are and whose they are. Does that make sense? And so, you know, if you don't know your creator, it's hard to figure out what your purpose is. So they're searching from it. They're searching from it from different angles. But that being said, to answer your question, There is an overriding purpose, like I said, to love one another, love God, love one another, and bring healing. The real question is, how do we do that? What is our unique way of doing that? And so once we understand what that purpose is, then it's like fuel on the fire. You know, it's like clarity. It's that beautiful clarity of saying, oh, I got it, and I love this, and what do I love to do? What can I do all day, every day, and not get bored? What makes me feel alive? What jazzes me? What ignites me? Those are the things that when we're doing those things, we can be on fire. We have the motivation to do it. And so that's why I'm passionate about helping people to discover that purpose, so that they can become a leader of transformation doing what they love to do. It's the strengths I was talking about earlier. It's playing to their strengths. Now, that being said, if you don't know what your purpose is, And that there's a lot of people, as I said, are looking, searching for their purpose, and they're waiting for this big aha to come and, you know, kind of like tap them on the head and the magic wand and say, okay, here's your purpose. You know, it doesn't happen. I encourage people, just do something. Follow, you know, like one step at a time. Follow something that you know, what do you enjoy doing? Maybe you don't even see it as something that you can be ignited and fired up about, but it's something you enjoy. Start there. And so that you can, you know, once you're in it, once you're on the playing field, once you're out there and you're in action, you know, you'll see further, right? You'll see, it's like you can't see the mountaintop, the whole mountain range. You'll see a certain distance, and then you get along a little bit ways down the road, and you'll see a little bit more, and then you'll see a little bit more. But it's so important to be in the game, to be on the journey. You know, if you don't know what specifically it is that you're passionate about, pick something, anything. Try some things out and say, oh, I like that, and maybe I don't like that. But find a way to be able to bring healing to the world, to be able to bring improvement to the world in some form or fashion. Start there. And it's so important. If we can just imagine for a moment, if you're listening even, you know, just like imagine for a moment that we were all playing to our strengths. Everybody in the world was playing to their strengths, seeking ways to heal the world, to bring improvement, positive improvement to the world. Just for a moment, imagine, I know people say that's Pollyanna, but just think about it for a moment. What would happen if that was actually the case? It would be incredible. Okay, so what if 10% of the people did that? It would still be incredible, right? If people were actually living out their purpose, their unique way, the way that they're uniquely shaped. You know, you use the word shape, but you have your program to shape up. I love shape. I love that acronym where it's like, how are you shaped for serving God? How are you shaped for healing the world? How are you shaped to make a difference in the world? And so it's super important, but don't wait. Don't wait until the aha comes. Do something. Start somewhere. And the ripple effect out from that will be very powerful and profound.
And you know what I love about that, Nicole, is that you said start with what you enjoy. You know, and as you were sharing that, I was thinking about, you know, for example, you meet a doctor. You go and you have to have a checkup, and you go to see the doctor who's the expert, you know, and you're going in with these concerns or whatever it may be and leaving feeling such negativity because that doctor doesn't have what one would coin as good bedside manner. You can tell that they're miserable at what they're doing. You can tell the difference in one that is following their passion and one is just in a profession. And that doctor that lacks that good bedside manner probably became a doctor because that's what they were told you will do, and it wasn't based on passion, as you mentioned so well, purpose. And now they're in it, and they're miserable, and everyone around them knows that they're miserable versus the one that you interact with. And this is just an illustration of what we're talking about here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams and Nicole Jansen, Leaders of Transformation. And, you know, it's so interesting because when I think about this illustration that I gave, how many of us can relate to both of these doctors? One, you know,
and
they're miserable.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I was also, and you're absolutely right, it happens so often. So many people go to university because they spoke to a guidance counselor who said, you're good in math, you should become a scientist or an engineer, you know, or an engineer, or if you're good in science, you should become a scientist, or, you know, go into biology or something like that. It happens so often. Also, a group of people that do start out loving what they do, and that doctor, what went through my mind as you were sharing that example, that scenario, is that I would bet that there is a good percentage of those doctors that actually became doctors because they wanted to help people. But then they got into the industry, they got caught up with having to, you know, deal with, you know, healthcare regulations, how many patients they're supposed to see every day to, in order to be able to make X amount of dollars, to be able to pay the bills. And the purpose moved down the list of priorities, and they lost that fire, that spark for the, and the love of the game, the love of what they do. And it's sad because it's like life crowded it out, you know, distractions and all that stuff. And so when I see somebody like that, it's, I oftentimes, because I'll have people come to me and say, you know, I'm struggling in my business, or I'm struggling in my career. And I say, okay, so why did you get into it in the first place? Come back to the reason why. And if it was because somebody told you you should and you didn't have a passion for it, that's one thing. But if you did have a passion for it, maybe it's time to peel back the onion, to peel back all the layers of distractions and other priorities that seem to be more important, and get back to, what am I really here for? When I get to the end of my days and I'm laying on my deathbed, my father just passed away recently, and, you know, I had this opportunity to kind of just be and stand in that and say, imagine, like, you know, what would it be like to be at the end of your days? When you look back, what has to happen in order for you to be at peace, for you to know that, you know what, there's no regrets. There's no regrets. I did what I came here to do. And I actually I have this kind of visual in my head, is that when I stand before God one day, he's going to ask me, he's going to say, Nicole, what did you do with the gift that I gave you? What am I going to say? Oh, well, I was busy, and he didn't, and she didn't, and this happened. He's going to say, I'm not asking you about all those other people. I'm asking you, what did you do with the gifts that I gave you? That's the real question. So coming back to this purpose, is that there's a lot of people that have just lost that fire, and part of being a leader of transformation is setting the example so that other people see that example and have the freedom. And have even, it's like your show does right here, is reminding them, encouraging them, dust those dreams off, dust that purpose off, reignite it. And because too often people are looking for the grass is greener on the other side, they're looking for somewhere else. This changes. If I get out of this career and go to another career, then I'll be happy. No, you be happy now. You love people where they are and where you are right now. Then you can decide, you know, and look as you see, okay, maybe there's something else that I want to do. Maybe this chapter of my life is over and I want to go into the next career, the next thing. But don't just wait until you get to that next thing. That spoke to me, that, you know, in my spirit, is just to remind people that they're listening to this. It's not just don't jump ship just because you don't like what you're doing. You maybe, it's the principle of grow where you're planted. You may be there for the very specific reason of learning something or meeting someone or becoming a blessing to someone else. Again, it comes back to the idea, it's not about you and it's not about me.
And you know, Nicole, the bottom line is that it boils down to, will we be faithful? Will we be faithful with the gifts and talents that have been given to us? Will we bury what we have, or will we multiply it by just giving it right where we are? And I love that you spoke about really just step out, do it, start, do something, and tap into what that looks like for you around purpose. And as you continue to grow and develop, you will become a leader of transformation. I love it. Let us do this. Let us invite our global listening audience, because we may have individuals who would like to chime in. And this is the time in our broadcast that we want to invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. This adds you to the host queue. If you're on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. You would dial 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, Nicole and I will continue our discussion, but do know that the broadcast is open. We invite you to interact with us. Give us a question. Make a comment. Nicole, what would you say is one of the most important things that you would like for people to know about Leaders of Transformation and or the greatest wisdom you have gained to date on your journey?
So we've talked a lot about Leaders of Transformation. You said the greatest wisdom or life lesson, I guess, that I've learned is something that you got to just kind of marinate on for a moment, because it was a statement that I heard one of my mentors share, and I did that with anything else, that when somebody says something to me, I always want to just check in. As I said, I filter everything through the Word of God. So the answer to the question is what he said to me is, he said, you can't do a good deal with a bad partner. And what that means is, like, it doesn't matter how great the opportunity, it doesn't matter how great the business opportunity and how lucrative it is, but you can't do a good deal with a bad partner. And that doesn't mean the person's bad. It means it's a bad fit, or maybe it means that their priorities or core values are not aligned with you. This happens in relationships all the time, right? So my life lesson was, you can't do a good deal with a bad partner. And I don't mean, as I said, I'm going to be very clear, it doesn't mean that they're bad people. It just means that they're just not the right ones to be in business with. They're not the right ones to be in relationship with. And God is actually very clear with the type of people that we are to be in relationship with and who we're not called to be in relationship with. And there's a reason for that. It's for our benefit. And I've learned that the hard way. And so whether it be in business, I told you about, you know, the fact that we had a network marketing business. Unfortunately, some of the people we ended up being in business with or we were already in business with just didn't have the same core values that we did and didn't prioritize the same, you know, the same things. They didn't have the same mission in place. And their purpose was different. Their purpose, unfortunately, was more ego-driven, more money-driven. They wanted to go in a certain direction, and just it wasn't serving others, and it ultimately caused the demise of our organization, of much of their organization, and many others. And so it really impacted thousands and thousands of people. So I saw the impact of that, and I've also seen it personally in a relationship where I got married and married somebody that I still to this day love dearly. But unfortunately, you know, it's one of those things that just, I guess I should have done, you know, sometimes we jump in because we're like, oh, this is perfect, you know, and we move faster than God wants us to. And so everything happens in the right way, in the right time. And so I know that it was a wonderful life lesson. I actually learned more. I've learned in my life more through the mistakes, or quote-unquote mistakes. They're not really mistakes. They're life lessons or learning experiences. But I've learned more through them than through my successes, by far. And so, you know, just recognizing that in order for you to be everything that you're created to be, you got to be around the right people. And, I mean, the right people, the people that are going to support you, that are going to stretch you, that are going to mentor you, that you can mentor and that you can encourage. But who you associate with is extremely, extremely important, and even more so who you do business with, who you become in partnership with, whether that's ministry or whether, as I said, that's family or personal, whether that could be anything. It's really, really important.
You know, Nicole, I love the richness of wisdom that you shared, because it is so true that you have to have the same core values. And I love that statement. You can't do a good deal with a bad partner. And if that partner doesn't share your values, it's so interesting. I was having a conversation with someone and we were having a slight conflict in core values. I was standing on the Word of God, and they were, you know, standing on something else. And I was like, wait a minute, we're in conflict because that is my governing guide. And so we are now not able to see eye to eye because of your position. My position is here. If you can't respect and honor that, then we are at conflict. And so that is so key. What great wisdom you just shared. That is a wonderful life lesson and truly a nugget for those listening in here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam Byard Media for you to take away as Nicole Jansen and I are sharing around this subject of leaders of transformation. We want to remind you that our phone lines are open. The program is open. We invite you to share in today's discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're listening in from your electronic device, you have to dial in. You can't just press 1 on your computer. You have to dial in 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374, and press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Nicole, what's next for Nicole Jansen, Leaders of Transformation? What do you have in the hopper that you can share that we should know about, and how would our global listening audience get in touch with you offline?
Thank you, Coach Adams. I really appreciate you asking me that and allowing me to share. So lots of fun things going on this end. As I mentioned, I do have Discover the Edge and then, of course, Leaders of Transformation, the podcast. What I'm creating is right now is an academy called Purpose to Profits, and it will be the Purpose to Profits Academy. And so the website will be, it's not live yet, but it'll be Purpose to Profits. And that is a series of courses, a series of, it's actually also a community of bringing people together and experts and people that are really wanting to live out their purpose and their business, and helping them to, first of all, discover that purpose, get really clear on what that purpose is and their unique way of making a difference in the world, and then how do you build a business around that, and how do you make that business profitable or that initiative profitable so that it's sustainable. And a lot of times people, especially if you're in ministry, or they'll say, money is not important. Well, I believe money is a great tool. And so it's not an either-or conversation. Should we focus on purpose or should we focus on profit? The answer is yes. And so and of course there's also the people. So I believe that it's purpose and it's people and it's profit. And so, and in that order. And so, so helping them to do that academy, I really want to be able to with this. My goal with it is to. There's only so much of me to go around. And so I can only work with so many people at a time, but this will allow me to get a much greater reach. Where the podcast comes in is we're in 70-some-odd countries now, and we're going to be up-leveling that, expanding that out. My goal with Leaders of Transformation, which is once you've got – how do these tie together? Is like once you've got a – you're clear on your purpose and you've got a business – that, you know, and now it's profitable, or initiative that's profitable, and so it's sustainable, it's great. Now it's kind of like that achiever level. Now it's time to shift to the next level, which is becoming that leader of transformation. How do we create, and now we all, at that point, also have a lot more resources to work with and connections, and you don't have to worry about how to put food on the table. You know, that's kind of taken care of. Now you can go and focus on other things, is to create a community of leaders of transformation, a tribe that is attacking these major areas and major challenges that we have in the world, and start really working together. I'm a big believer in collaboration over competition. And so bringing all the people together that are already doing amazing things and the people that want to do amazing things, and so we can influence those seven mountains that I was talking about in the beginning. So that's the next thing, is to be able to the academy, be able to teach and equip people with the tools, the knowledge, the encouragement, the clarity that they need to be able to be successful in their own life and their business and their relationships, and then from there, taking it to that next level of becoming that leader of transformation.
And I
got a few books on the line too, so we're gonna do some, we're gonna be writing some books. God also said, he said, you're gonna write some books. And I'm like, I don't like to write. I need your help. You want me to write a book? And he says, what the response was, no, I want you to write three. Like, oh, even better.
I love God it. So your plate is full, and there's a lot on the horizon. Nicole, how would our global listening audience connect with you offline?
Well, I've got a couple of ways you can do that. You can go to discovertheedge.com. There's also a separate website for my podcast, which is leadersoftransformation.com. The link on Discover the Edge to Leaders of Transformation as well. I'm on Facebook, and you can reach me through that at Discover the Edge. I've got Leaders of Transformation. I also have my personal. I do connect with people on my personal page a lot, which is Nicole Janssen, Inc. is the ID. I'm on Twitter, Nicole Janssen, Leaders of Transformation, Discover the Edge. I have far too many handles, Coach Adams, but it's just because there's from different, you know, different things and so forth. So I'm very easy to find. And another thing that I'm actually focusing on right now is really mastering the art of video. And so I'm putting a lot more video out. Of course, the courses are going to be by video, but also putting a lot of videos on Facebook, learning Instagram now and being able to reach, connect to people to encourage them, to help ground them. So they can reach me there. You can also email me at njanssen@discovertheedge.com if you want to have a private conversation. We can schedule a time to chat. My phone number is 866-606-9991, extension 25, and that gets you through to me as well.
Wonderful. And you know what, Nicole, I'm going to ask, because we do have a Facebook Motivational Mondays group, a forum, I'm going to ask that you put your contact information there as well, so in case someone missed it and they want to be in touch, they're able to do so. I have to tell you, it's like, wow, how quickly an hour of power flies by. I so appreciate you taking the time out to share with us here on Motivational Mondays great insight and wisdom around leaders of transformation. I tell you, I got a lot of good nuggets, and I'm so grateful that we had this opportunity to share. I want to share with our global listening audience, we have truly a great lineup of all-stars that are going to be sharing over the next month and a half here on Motivational Mondays. Of course, you know, we always have our Shape Up series every other week. And on the alternating weeks, we have an in-studio guest. So here's what you have to look forward to. Kim Anthony, and we'll be talking about the sweet spot of purpose. We have Kieronda Kiki McKnight, writer, creator. We're going to be talking about pursuing a dream authentically. We have Yolanda M. Mason, CEO coach, and we'll be talking about the various spaces, social media. We also have Cosette M. White, the money coach, understanding your money story, and so much more. You don't want to miss a single installment of Motivational Monday. We want you to know here at Motivational Monday, our team and Inspired Media for you, we appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and we want you to know that we desire to stay in touch with you. You can simply make the connection through CoachAdams.com. That'll lead you to all of our social pathways. Again, CoachAdams.com. In addition to that, as you know, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to offer you, to support you on your journey to achieve greater success twice a year. In January and July, we host a live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, Shape Up and Win. Our next date is January the 28th. Early bird registration is open for this powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. You can visit TicketRiver/Coach Adams, TicketRiver/Coach Adams. In addition, we have sponsorship opportunities that are available. Nicole, any final comments or thought, point of view, as we prepare to close out today's installment?
Thank you. Well, the last thing I would leave your listeners with, and I know this has been kind of a serious conversation, but really is awesome when you are living your purpose and you're making a difference in the world. It is so much fun, and I have a lot of fun even helping people to do that. And so I encourage you to do what you love. The last thing I would say is that, you know what, we all, I used to say that I wanted to be an example and, you know, to others. And the reality is we're all an example. The question is, what kind of example are we? What kind of leader are we? And so, you know what, there's a ripple effect out from every action and every inaction. It's like there's an impact, there's a result, because we're not standing still. We're always somewhere moving, right? So, you know, not to get too deep into energetics and so forth, but the bottom line is there's always a cause and effect. There's always an action reaction. So, you know what? Let's make some waves. Let's make some awesome waves. Let's go out there and make a difference in the world. You know, and as I said in the beginning, have fun, make money, and make a difference. You can do it, and it's possible. And I look forward to your listeners hearing the stories of how they're doing that, because that just jazzes me. That's why I do what I do, is to hear those stories and the difference they're able to make in the world. It's awesome. And thank you for having me on the show. I so appreciate it. You're such an amazing host, such a classy lady. I love you dearly. And may God continue to bless your efforts and what you're doing through this show and through all the other things that you're doing.
Aw, I appreciate that, and know that the feelings are so mutual. And you know what I love about you saying, create this ripple effect. If, like you said earlier, if 10% of the people would follow their passions and live a life of purpose, we would be transforming this world. But so often people don't know what that looks like. They are roaming around aimlessly without a purpose, without a cause. And because of that, there's this negativity that builds up because people are so miserable. And I love what you said. Have fun. I know in everything that I do, I so just have a blast. I love all of what I do associated with my purpose. May not necessarily enjoy every aspect of, you know, the details around it, like administratively or what have you, but wow, you get me on Motivational Mondays, and I am just a happy little camper, you know, put a mic in my head, and I'm living, you know, the dream, as one would say. So I love that you said have fun, because life is to be enjoyed, and we have far too many miserable people sucking air without a cause.
Amen. Amen.
So,
we need more people. We need more people to share the guiding light, to be able to help them, those people, to discover it for themselves too.
Absolutely. So Nicole and I are saying to you, as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You, have fun. The journey should be fun. It's not to say that you won't have challenges, and it's not to say that you won't have things that you have to overcome. But when you're walking and living a life of purpose, there is absolutely nothing like it, and it is the most fulfilling journey ever. I know I can speak for Coach Adams, and I know Nicole, and I know the same is true for her. Thank you again for listening to Motivational Mondays. Again, tune in next week. We're going to be getting into shape so that we can win. So bring your barbell, figuratively speaking, and let's get into shape. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. One who inspired, I coach, and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.